Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul.
And today we'll be talking about our year in summary, about the plays we saw this year. And just want to say from the very beginning that, you know, Jean and I see a lot of plays over the course of the year, but we haven't seen all of them. So if we don't mention a play that you were involved with, that's why we don't mention it, because we didn't see everything. But of the plays we saw this year, we have some comments about what we saw. So Jean was our first category today.
Best actress. And my best actress is Anna Kate Williams in Shayna Madel.
The play done by Anchorage Community Theater, and I think that was a wonderful portrayal of the woman coming over from the old country. And I also liked Corina Becker, who was also in that play. And I would like to nominate Corina for my best actress part in that show. So Corina and Anna Kate sort of get a double nomination there.
And, well, very good, because it was a wonderful play. The next category is Best Actor.
And what do you have for that?
I have Dick Reichman for many things, but the one I liked best was in LeBate. During the whole first act, David Haynes as Valeri talks and talks and talks and won't let Dick get a word in edgewise. And during that whole scene, Dick shows interest, fury, every emotion you can think of as he tries to get a word in edgewise and can't. And it's absolutely the most wonderful, totally silent production I ever saw.
And you know, it's very interesting because we normally think about acting. A lot of actors think about, you know, speaking roles. In fact, there's a famous line about an actress asking about what she should do during the quiet moments on stage. And those quiet moments were when she's not talking, because, you know, actors think they have to talk to act. And David Haynes did a wonderful job in that show with that whole first monologue. But Dick doing his work backstage or next to him just goes to show that acting is not just about speaking. It's about performing totally with your body and everything.
Yes, right. And he was wonderful.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Mark Robocoff in the play Red, though. I think Mark did an incredible job in that show. I think he totally became the character, the historical character that he performed. And I thought I was just totally brought in by his pain, his triumph, and just the whole sense of him becoming that character on the role. So my nominee for that part, for Best Actor, is going to be Mark Robocoff from the play Red.
And I agree with you completely. He was excellent.
Some other actors who I'd like to sort of shout out to, not as maybe the best actor, but some I thought would do some very good work. I think Jaron Carlson also did some good work in the play Red. Also, Caleb Bourgeois for both his productions of When You're Coming Back, Red Rider and Big River. And also Aaron Wiseman, who left us to go down to to Perseverance to do Portrayal and brought it back here. I thought Aaron Wiseman did a wonderful job in Portrayal.
Yes, he did. It was excellent. Okay. Next category is director.
I think we saw some very well-directed shows this year, and I had a hard time paring this down. I actually have five nominees for my best director, and I'd just like to read them off real quick. I think Mark Robocoff did a wonderful job in Clyburn Park. Aaron Mitchell did an incredible job with Shayna Madel. Elizabeth Ware, also with Red. Boston Christopher with Betrayal. And then David Edgecombe with When You're Coming Back, Red Rider. Do you have any other nominations you want to make, Jean?
No, actually, I only had one, and that was for Aaron Mitchell. So For Shayna Madel.
Right. And I think Elizabeth Ware for Red. And I say that because even though I thought Mark Robocoff did an incredible job as the actor in Red, I know that from my experience as an actor and a director, and Jean, you've been on the stage as well, too, it takes a really good director to bring out a performance like that. And I think Elizabeth Ware did an incredible job directing that production of Red.
Yes, she did. It was a marvelous play. Mm-hmm. It's hard, you know, to choose from everything you've seen all year.
It really is hard, and I want to emphasize that point, too, because we have so much good theater here in the area that I think it's hard to say one is better than the other, but that's what we're doing, aren't we?
Yeah, we're trying. But believe me, fellas out there, it was a hard thing to do.
Right.
We have next category is design.
You know, design is one of those areas of nominees. I mentioned earlier in conversation that the Oscars often have the design awards done on a different day because people don't think of design. Mm-hmm. They think of actors and actresses and directors mm-hmm. and so forth. But there's some great design work in this town. And I just want to say for scenic design, I thought that Dan Colgren over at UAA and Brian Saylor, who does, I think, every theater in town here, did some incredible scenic design work. For lighting design, I thought Dan Anto at UAA, also Brian Sechrist at UAA, and Frank Hardy over at Cyrano's did some great mm-hmm. work with lighting design. And go ahead, Jean.
Well, and Margaret Huey Lewis did the last show I saw it at Cyrano's, and it was wonderful.
Her work in scenic design is very interesting. I worked with her one time on a show I directed there, and she brings this real artistic input to her design, which is fascinating work on the stage over there. Finally, for costume design, I think that Colleen Metzer over at UAA, along with mm-hmm. one of her students, Crystal Dozer, also did a wonderful job in costume design. And Lynn Murphy, who does, again, she's the Brian Saylor of costume design, and she does all the costume designs in town here, and her work is always wonderful.
Yes, and the design, of course, the theater at UAA is so much better than any other theater in town that you could almost say every play that they do is wonderfully designed.
They do have a wonderful facility over there, and they have a great staff, and they do some very, very good work, yes. Well, Jean, what's our next category?
Our next category is Best Play.
Our Best Play of the Year. Well, let's talk about some of the ones we saw that we liked. I know that some of the best plays I saw, I've mentioned a few of them already, were Red, mm-hmm. The Shayna Madel, Clyburn Park, When You're Coming Back, Red Rider, and God of Carnage and Nonsense were some of my favorite plays. How about some of your favorite plays?
Oh, I had a hard time choosing. I thought Freud's Last Session at Cyrano's with just two actors was a fairly serious play and a very, very excellent play. Come to Me, Leopards by Alicia Jones, I really liked. She's local. And I think I was there, and I knew what the play was written about. And so perhaps that's why I liked it so well. Anchorage Opera's production of Pirates of Penzance was the funniest one I've seen, and I've seen it five times around the world. And it was absolutely hilarious.
Well, that's a really nice endorsement from you, Jean, because I know you really love opera, and like you say, you've seen that production five or six times around the world, and to give them a shout out here really must mean a lot to that production.
Yeah, and it was by far the best. There was a scene at the end where every actor on stage is supposed to talk and is supposed to be singing. And instead, they lined them all up at the front of the stage, and while they were singing, had them kick their legs out like a
chorus line.
Like a chorus line, and it was just hilarious.
You know, speaking of that sort of designed chaos, there's a scene in the play Clyburn Park, which I think was one of my mm-hmm. favorite plays, where I was totally amazed at the actors and their work together because the whole scene just went into disarray. People were shouting and screaming at each other. And yet I never felt that I was ever lost. I always felt that it was the best of the design of theater and the acting and the directing, and that you're seeing what appears to be mayhem on the stage, and yet at the same time, you know exactly what's going on.
Yes, I agree with you completely. I really loved that play.
Mm-hmm.
I everything about it. It was beautifully directed, beautifully acted, just really good.
Well, Jean, shall we reveal our best play of the year? I think we might have a couple differences here, but what's your favorite play of the year?
Oh, I absolutely. I like Freud's Last Session. I liked Anchorage Opera's Pirates of Penzance, but it all comes down to a Shayna Madel.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. And that was done by ACT, Anchorage Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very serious play with a lot of comedy in it, comic relief in it, but deadly serious. And it was so well done. I just can't not nominate it.
Right, right. And I feel the same way. It was on my top two list, and I could go with that play, but I'm going to go with Clyburn Park. There's probably a tie there, and I think perhaps just because there's two of us, we'll go with one and the mm-hmm. other. But I think Clyburn Park, as I mentioned, was an incredible play in that it wasn't a normal sort of play where you had this big climactic ending. It was a play more about, I guess, ideas and personalities and relationships. Mm-hmm. But it was such an interesting play. And, of course, seeing it after having seen A Raisin in the Sun last season, mm-hmm. it was such a nice sort of continuation of that story. So I thought it was well-directed, well-acted, and well-designed.
I agree with you completely. It was a wonderful play. There were a lot of good plays. The play at Cyrano's La Bête, which is laid in France a few hundred years ago, was absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the time of Molière, mm-hmm. it was mm-hmm. a wonderful play. You know, I think we've come sort of to the end of our show here, but we want to do a couple last-minute sort of shout-outs. I know that you had seen a high school show, and you wanted to talk about that.
Yes, I did. I saw South Anchorage's production of Guys and Dolls. Mm-hmm. This is a play that I dearly love, and I made a special point of going out, and it was very well done. Mm-hmm. I mean, really excellent.
You know, there's a lot of really good high school theater in this area. I've mm-hmm. seen several shows myself, and I would encourage everybody to get out there, whether you have a friend or a family member in some of the high school shows. Go see a high school show. There are some really good talent out there and some really good directors out there.
Yes, they do. West High particularly. Yeah.
Well, speaking of schools, I want to just give out a special shout out to the students over at Alaska Pacific University who have formed their own company called the Production Guild. It's completely run by students. They direct, they choose the plays, they produce the plays, they do everything. And they did two shows last year, and they hopefully will be continuing to do more shows in the coming future.
I hope so. I really am impressed by everything, by the theater in Anchorage. It's surprisingly good.
It is. And one last, I guess you might say, sad note we want to finish the show with today is that we both miss Out North, and we really hope the folks over at Out North, and that is a theater venue as well as performing mm-hmm. arts venue and art venue, can come back and bring us some more exciting theater. And I know we saw some great theater over there this year and years in the past, and Gene, I think you'd be just as sad as I am to see it not come back.
Yes, I am. It's a real, real sad situation, but I guess they weren't getting the audiences or maybe not paying enough.
Theater is hard to do. Everybody knows that mm-hmm. there's a lot of theater around, but it's tough to pay for it. So, folks, when you complain mm-hmm. about the theater tickets, the price of theater tickets, remember that that does not go to pay for the entire production. It just goes to pay for part of it. So support mm-hmm. your local theater. Go see some live theater. And we'll see you with talking more about Stage Talk.
And I still want to say, Ashana Madel was wonderful.
I agree. Until next time, this is Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.